Hello, this isn't a tutorial, it's barely a demo. I'm not sure what it is, to be honest. It's mainly me mucking around. Probably the most difficult drum replacement gig I've had to do was recreating a quite nuanced, complex, dynamic drum performance just based on the overhead mics, because all of the other close mic recordings got lost. And I got it done, but whoosh, it's a lot of work. Oxford Drum Gate has just gone on sale, and it's supposed to be pretty smart as a drum gate, and it's supposed to be able to re-trigger MIDI in real time. So I figured I'd take another set of overheads. I don't have the files from that difficult gig anymore, unfortunately. So I just picked another one at random and spent a couple of minutes dialing it in. So these are the overheads that I'm starting from. So nice cymbal and hat perspective and that kind of stuff. Bit of snare. Hardly any kick at all. Guessing I must have filtered this on the way in. But yeah, good range of ghosts versus hard hits on the snare. Nice little groove. And so I've got two instances of Oxford Drum Gate. One looking after the kick, one looking after the snare. They're both just re-triggering Stephen Slate drums via MIDI. And I've tuned the kicks and snares in Slate ever so slightly just to match what was on the original a little bit more closely. And this is what I've got. So that's the cymbals still from the original overhead, unprocessed. And obviously there's some kick and snare still coming through there as well, which in this case is a good thing. Keeps it sounding a little bit more real. Let's just A-B. So this is the overhead. Bringing in the reinforcement. Yeah, I mean, it makes it like unworkable. Workable. So, you know, for a couple of minutes work dialing that in, I've listened through to the rest of the song. It holds up for most of it. I'd need to automate a few bits if I was just going to leave it in real time. But what I've found over the years with triggering and stuff anyway, it's generally best to just print the MIDI and then you can do velocity tweaks and that kind of stuff. And I'd probably do the same thing with this. Built on Juice, the GUI isn't accessible yet. I've had some contact with Sonox in the past, so might be able to get it to happen. Looks like it's built on a fairly recent version of Juice. And there's already a good range of parameters. It's not the simplest gate to use in the world, I would say, for stuff like this that's a bit difficult. But when you throw what is actually intended to do into it, like close drum mics, it pretty much just goes. Yeah, I guess I'm going to buy it. I mean, don't know how much this stuff I'm going to be doing, but it seems like a nice way to do it. So, you know.